decision in January 1950 ever express any opposition to the production of the hydrogen bomb on moral grounds? Oppenheimer. I would think that I could very well have said this is a dreadful weapon or something like that. I have no specific recollection and would prefer it if you would ask me or remind me of the context or conversation that you have in mind. Rob. Why do you think you could very well have said that? Oppenheimer. Because I have always thought it was a dreadful weapon. Even though from a technical point of view it was a sweet and lovely and beautiful job, I have still thought it was a dreadful weapon. Rob. And have said so? Oppenheimer. I would assume that I have said so, yes. Rob. You mean you had a moral revulsion against the production of such a dreadful weapon? Oppenheimer. This is too strong. Rob. Beg pardon? Oppenheimer. That is too strong. Rob. Which is too strong, the weapon or my expression? Oppenheimer. Your expression. I had a grave concern and anxiety. Rob. You had moral qualms about it. Is that accurate? Oppenheimer. Let us leave the word moral out of it. Rob. You had qualms about it. Oppenheimer. How could one not have qualms about it? I know no one who doesn't have qualms about it. Later in the day, Rob produced a letter written by Oppenheimer to James Conant, dated October 21, 1949. The document came from Oppenheimer's own files, papers confiscated by the FBI the previous December. Addressed to Dear Uncle Jim, the letter complained that two experienced promoters have been at work, i.e. Ernest Lawrence and Edward Teller, lobbying on behalf of the hydrogen bomb. In a testy exchange, Rob asked Oppenheimer, "Would you agree, Doctor, that your references to Dr. Lawrence and Dr. Teller are a little bit belittling?" Oppenheimer. Dr. Lawrence came to Washington. He did not talk to the commission. He went and talked to the Joint Congressional Committee and to members of the military establishment. I think that deserves some belittling. Rob. So you would agree that your references to those men in this letter were belittling? Oppenheimer. No. I pay my great respects to them as promoters. I don't think I did them justice. Rob. You used the word promoters in an invidious sense, didn't you? Oppenheimer. I have no idea. Rob. When you use the word now with reference to Lawrence and Teller, don't you intend it to be invidious? Oppenheimer. No. Rob. You think that their work of promotion was admirable, is that right? Oppenheimer. I think they did an admirable job of promotion.